Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Jesus Today.
Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them with as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. As we begin this new year, we are introduced to the teaching of Mark's Gospel. He wants to teach us about Jesus, the teacher and healer. This is a teaching about Jesus in every age, and we can apply it to him in today's world. In Jesus' day, and the Jewish world in which he lived, the scribes were the teachers, and it allowed them to demand respect and gave them power, not always for the good. Mark wanted us to know that Jesus was even more knowledgeable and powerful. This is true even today, when we realize we have much to learn from him about God and the world around us. We look at climate volatility and have to acknowledge that we need to relearn the laws of God's creative power and deal with our climate and El Nino and El Niña. We cannot go on watching droughts and floods destroy our world. When I was studying to become a priest, we had to study God's teaching about what we call natural law. That affects our role, our relationships, and how we deal with one another. Human respect contrasts with greed. The way of love and sharing contrasts with hate and selfishness. Jesus, in the synagogue, is teaching us today. We have a teaching, ancient and yet new, which every nation struggles to comprehend. We cannot say it is the way it is. The division of rich and poor is certainly not God's division of society. The teaching of Jesus is what we have to share with the world. We call it the good news, the gospel of Jesus. Thanks for listening.